Let's talk about diabetes. It's the silent epidemic among our entire population, but especially among our veterans. And this is Dr. Timothy O'Leary, who's the Acting Director, Office of Research and Development of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Doctor, thanks for coming on with me. Why is diabetes even more of a problem, do you think, for veterans?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. First of all, veterans are, on average, older than the population as a whole.
Okay.
And one of the risk factors for diabetes is simply getting older. Second, I think veterans often, and those veterans that we see in the VA healthcare system, tend to be poorer than the American population as a whole.
Okay.
And that becomes an issue as well. Third,
why? I mean, might be simple, but why is being poor more of an issue?
Well, because it's harder to maintain a healthy diet when you're poor. Often, the resources that are available to you for a healthy diet aren't there. You may be trying to work two or three jobs to make ends meet and feed your kids, and the tendency to go through that drive-through at a fast food restaurant and
okay.
grab a Coke, a burger, and fries to get from one job to another. Makes it harder to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Good point. And it may also be, if you're working two or three jobs and a little older, you may not be getting enough physical activity. Isn't that important?
Absolutely. I think that is a very great difficulty for many people.
Now, I would think the veteran population, there are more amputees there, maybe more spinal cord injured patients. And so how does that tie in with possible risk for diabetes?
Well, that's a very good point. Obviously, it's harder for amputees, particularly older amputees, to maintain the level of physical fitness that an individual with all their limbs will have. Similarly, for people with spinal cord injury, and though most of the folks that I've known that are in a wheelchair due to spinal cord injury do everything they can to maintain fitness, nonetheless, their risk of diabetes is still substantially higher than that of the general population.
Since you are in the Office of Research and Development, I'll bet there are some strategies and some innovations that are happening right now at the VA to help.
There are. I think there's a lot of work going on, really, from preventing diabetes to trying to treat its most severe complications. We found, for example, that peer support is very, very important in order to maintain a healthy weight and a healthy lifestyle. Support from other veterans, support from friends and family can help people reduce the risk factors for diabetes, and once one has developed diabetes, can help one maintain better control of the glucose and reduce the risk of complications.
I understand, especially with the elderly population that may not be as mobile, and if they're dealing with diabetes, you have treatment through telemedicine. Explain that.
Absolutely. Telemedicine is a way that we can get treatment sometimes to veterans in their home, sometimes by simple things like a telephone call, other times by video conferencing with a subspecialty physician. They can help make subspecialty medical care available at our outpatient clinics. You know, it's not only elderly people, but people in rural areas may not have access to a hospital like you have in Cincinnati. They may be instead being seen by a primary care physician in an outpatient clinic who can, through telemedicine, get the expertise in kidney disease, in ophthalmology, in endocrinology that folks can really benefit from if they are already suffering from diabetes.
And finally, Doctor, I understand coming up on March 25th, it's American Diabetes Association Alert Day. Explain that and how my listeners can get involved.
Well, I think it's the time to think about looking at the issues that are associated with developing diabetes, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, am I overweight? Am I getting the kinds of exercise? Do I have a relative with diabetes? You can go to the American Diabetes Association website and take a test. to look for your risk of diabetes. And if you are at risk, think about making an appointment with your physician, or sometimes in some locations with a walk-in clinic, to have a simple test, a simple urine or blood test done to check for diabetes. It's an opportunity to then prevent the terrible complications of kidney disease and blindness that can come from full-blown diabetes that goes untreated.
Doctor, your teachers at Stanford and Michigan would be proud of you. You did a great job. I didn't know you majored in public speaking.
I have, fortunately, the opportunity to serve some of the finest individuals that walk on the planet. Those are the veterans that have put their lives on the line to serve us, and I want to take this opportunity to thank them.
Beautiful. I really enjoyed talking with you, Doctor. Thank you very much. I think this will make some impact, and we'll be playing the interview tomorrow. So thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.